views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680. Just want to tell you that selling really is personal. It's not always about the money. People often assume that every single seller wants the same thing, the very highest possible price. But after decades of meeting homeowners and walking through some of the most interesting properties in Baltimore, I can actually tell you it's not always true. Homes have personalities, so do the people who own them, and every seller has a story, a motivation, a timeline, and a personal definition of success. That's why my first job is not to price the home or review the comps. My first job is to listen. I mean, really, really listen. Once you listen, you discover what the seller wants. One gentleman, he was retiring because he was ill. And it was the beginning of summer, and he wanted to be upstate New York fishing for the summer. So he gave me his bottom line. This was many years ago. His bottom line was way below the comps, and I said, you know, we could get more for this house. And he said back to me, I want you to sell it quick. This is my bottom line. I can achieve my bottom line. Yes, I know we are under market what it could sell for. And so that was one way. We were able to sell that really, really fast because it was more important to him to get out of the house, be fishing, because as I said, he already had an illness and he wanted to use the time he had left in a really wonderful way, and that was going to be fishing in upstate. So we made that one really quick. I had another family. They lived in a home for over 50 years. It was a huge piece of property. It was acreage. It was built back in the 1800s, and their priority was not speed and it was not price. They actually wanted the buyer who would protect that land, would appreciate the land, and treat it the way they did. So sometimes people just want to turn their properties over to somebody who will love it, and the money is not the main goal here. And then another story I remember of a gentleman who could not bear to step back into his house since he lost his wife just a week or so ago. And when I gently suggested waiting, it's too soon, you've got too much going on, his comment right away was, "Lady, if you don't want to sell my house, I'll find someone who does." He wanted to get it done quickly. He would not even go back into the house. He was staying at a hotel or motel until his house was sold. He just felt that when his wife was gone, the love was gone from the house, and he didn't want to be there. He wanted love back in the house, and he knew it couldn't be with him. So how did we sell it? We actually found newlyweds. I mean, they were blissfully happy, and the seller was so delighted with these buyers that they actually got a really, really good price break from the seller because that was exactly who he wanted to be in that house. Another story that I have is I had a seller who was a world traveler, and I had the house under contract, and it fell through. It was a very difficult home to sell, and he came to me, and he said, I'm going to get a new real estate agent. And I went, okay, why? He said, because you haven't sold the house. I said, I've sold it. There's been too many things that didn't work out right. I said, I can sell your house in 2 weeks. He said, do it. I said, okay, drop it $50,000. And he said, do it. Of course, I did what he said in writing, dropped the price $50,000. And within 2 weeks, I had several offers on the house, and we sold the house. Again, this person was not interested in getting the most money. He was interested in getting the property sold so he didn't have to worry with it anymore. Very unusual. Everybody thinks, well, it's always the money. It's not always the money. I had another older couple who lived in their house for decades. The house had become overwhelming for them. There was deferred maintenance. There was, I remember, the shower upstairs wasn't working. Instead of having it fixed, they used it for a storage closet. Things like that. They just couldn't take care of the home, but they couldn't stay there because of the steps. It really wasn't safe for them. So they thought they couldn't sell the house without cleaning it up, without fixing it up, without making it presentable. I went in, I took a look, I saw the pressure they were under, and I suggested, let's see if we can sell it as is. Again, we went to what they needed for the house, how much they needed for the house in order to move on. We figured out what it would cost to do all the repairs and the time it would take. And instead, we figured out that with the number that they needed, we could sell it as is and they not do anything. I found an investor who agreed to take the house, as I mentioned, as is. The sellers were allowed to take anything and everything out of the house they wanted, and anything they didn't want, the investor buyer agreed that they would take care of it and would remove what they didn't want. It turned out perfect for them. They were able to move. The investor gave them the time to find a new place, to move there before they had to move from the house. And then when they moved, they really didn't even need a moving truck. So again, they had no repairs, no showings, no stress, and we actually exceeded their bottom line. There are sellers who just want privacy, no sign in the yard. Maybe they're sellers with fragile health. Maybe they're sellers who need very limited showings. Maybe families selling an estate who need more time than they need pressure. We are taught, we real estate agents are taught, you get a house on the market, you get it priced as absolutely as low as you possibly can, you get it sold fast. That's the way you sell in real estate. Well, this couple wanted to be fair. They needed time more than they needed pressure. They wanted to be fair to each other. And they needed a specific settlement date because of a job transfer. Again, we were able to do that. Other cases are pet lovers who simply want the reassurance that a buyer will keep the gate closed. Some people want speed. What we're talking about is not everybody is selling a house just to get the most money. Some want the right buyer, not the highest offer. Some want the peace of mind that comes from handling their homes, handing their homes to someone who will love it as much as they did. And every seller has their own motivation. If you are selling someone's home, you need to find out what that motivation. And yes, most of the time, it will be the seller wants the absolute highest price they can get in the shortest amount of time, but not everybody. So when you listen, you can deliver the outcome that actually matters to them. In real estate, just like in life, it's not always about the money. Any questions about that or any stories that you have that you would like to share about that, I would be delighted to hear from you. You can reach us right now at 410-922-6680. Let's talk about a different kind of buyer. There's a buyer who, I'm not even sure they're a buyer. They look for a long time. They research homes. They go to open houses. And I call them the woulda, coulda, shoulda buyer. Some of these buyers take a very long time to make a decision. Now, I'm talking about buyers not because of the money. I'm talking about buyers who are absolutely qualified to purchase in the price range that they're looking in. But they find a flaw in every single home. They worry about things that aren't even there. Or they wait for the perfect mix of the price, the rates, the timing, maybe even whether it's raining or not. These people face what I term analysis paralysis, where overthinking prevents them from making decisions, prevents them from taking actions. It's not personal. It's simply fear of making the wrong move. I remind them that making no decision is still a decision, and sometimes the right decision. When they get stuck, I ask them to rewrite a fresh list of what they really want in the house, what really matters, because don't forget, we've seen a number of houses, and they've given me all the things they don't want in it when they see that house. So making a new list often brings that clarity. But the pattern may continue. Again, they find a house, it feels right, and then their questions start. They talk to their coworkers, they talk to their siblings, they talk to their friends, they talk to their neighbors. And as we know, everybody who has ever lived in a house has an opinion about how to purchase that house and how the best way to buy that house. I'm going to continue this discussion after we come back from the break. You're listening to All About Real Estate, and our call-in number is 410-922-6680.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400. Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. by connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate. ActiveRain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. ActiveRain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features ActiveRain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. ActiveRain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of ActiveRain? For information on how to join ActiveRain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome at homerome.com.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, Gen Air, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
Mario Park to Brooklyn Park. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
This is All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. Call in number 410-922-6680. We were talking about the buyer who I called a woulda, coulda, shoulda buyer with the analysis paralysis and how they couldn't make a decision. And as their pattern continues, even though they made that new fresh list of everything they wanted in the house, hoping to get some clarity there, they find a house, then it feels right. Then that question starts again. They call the coworkers, they call the parents, they call the friends, they call the siblings, and everyone, as we know, as I mentioned, has an opinion. I mean, anyone who lives in a house thinks they are an expert. Someone will say, well, wait a minute, isn't it too far? Or can you really afford that? Or why do you need that much space? Or why don't you wait for the prices to drop? Or why don't you wait for the rates to come down? One seed of doubt in this type of person who isn't buying the house, and we are right back at the beginning. The point I'm trying to make, real estate agents, if you're working with this kind of a buyer, be aware of that. Yes, you can still help them if you want to find the right house, but be careful that you're not taking all of your time and all of your attention to work with these people who may not be ready. And every once in a while, even though they didn't buy that last house, they will call, they will text, they will email. They'll say, the perfect house just hit the market. And if they don't see it instantly, they're convinced they'll lose it forever. So unless you are genuinely available agents, you do not have to jump to show that house within 10 minutes for this type of a buyer. Set your boundaries. Again, no emergency showings. Maybe you've chosen not to show certain times of a day. Maybe you've chosen not to show in the evening. Maybe you've chosen not to show on Sundays. And sometimes they'll say, well, we can only see it after work. Well, after work for them, it's already dark at this time of the year. And you say no, because you still want to be kind. You still want to maybe there's that chance that they're going to buy. But the way you treat these people, should you choose to take them on, they will always remember how they were treated. And more than once, a friend or family member has called saying, "We actually can't believe you stuck with them. Can you help us next?" That kindness travels far, even when a contract doesn't materialize. I am definitely not saying to agents that you have to work for anybody. I am definitely saying that if you are choosing to work with somebody, you make sure they are qualified. So if that right house comes along, they can move quickly and you find out what their motive is. Once you realize you've got that analysis paralysis person, they may never buy. And again, you need to recognize it. I've only, I think, once or twice in my career see someone who has walked into a house and bought it immediately. I'll take it. No haggling, no contingencies. This is the right house. I want it. What I usually say is if somebody walks in and they love every single thing about the house, sometimes they may not be able to afford it. And other times when somebody walks into the house and they find things wrong, "I wish it had hardwood floors. I don't like the color of the granite." Those people may be negotiating. And again, you need an agent who really understands the negotiation in real estate to be able to listen and to really, really figure out what the buyers want. And it is not always easy. That's one reason why we say buyers shouldn't be home when the real estate agent is showing, because the buyer's agent and the buyer may be saying, "Oh, look how pretty this is. I love this. I love this." The seller gets all their hopes up and it doesn't materialize. We had one not too long ago when all the way up to an inspection, the buyers and the sellers were actually hugging each other. The seller was telling them which furniture they were going to be leaving for them. I mean, they were like best friends already. And day later, the agent called and said, "They've changed their mind. I don't know why. They got scared." We call it buyer's remorse. And they withdrew from that contract. I mean, this seller was so convinced that these buyers were actually going to buy immediately. She had already started calling the moving companies and looking for another place to live. Your home is not sold until you go to settlement and the funds are exchanged. So be careful. You really want to make sure that the buyer who is buying is totally committed. You can sometimes do that with a very, very strong earnest money deposit, because if they put down some serious money on the property that they can't get back should they change their mind within the inspection period, that they have a good chance of losing that. They really have to make certain that they can't do that. It's a really very, very unkind, uncomfortable thing to do to everybody, to the sellers who have started preparing their home, maybe packing, thinking they don't have to show it anymore. So when you put a property under contract, make sure it is a solid contract. And the other thing is, when you have an agent who is going to write a offer on one of your properties who calls you and says, send me the disclosures. What's the settlements? What date would they like to settle? Are they giving any closing costs? How much is the commission? They really convince you they're going to write a contract right then. And they even say, I'll have it over, you know, before 5 o'clock tonight. If you then go and tell your seller, we got a contract coming in, and that contract doesn't come in, you've got a very, very, very disappointed seller. My suggestion is you never tell the seller there is a contract coming in until you have it in your hands and the contract itself is ratified, meaning the earnest money is there, you've got proof of funds, you've got the lender on board, the inspection dates on board. All of those things need to be done before you tell the seller we've got an offer, because you don't have an offer until it's in writing. And I've got, if you've been listening to me for a while, we've got many, many different stories about that. I can remember one where a buyer, we had two offers on a property. It was really late, like it was 11, 12 o'clock at night that we were still negotiating. I was still in the property with the seller, and we had one couple that was negotiating very hard. Another couple who had given just a really nice contract, not quite as high, and the sellers decided to go with the first one. And that first one, we needed one more initial, something very simple on the contract. But until the contract is totally ratified, everybody's agreed to everything, it's not a real contract. So we had promises that because it was so late at night, it was by then after midnight, that they would give us the needed initial first thing in the morning. So first thing in the morning, I called the real estate agent and I said, okay, I need this back. I need the initial for that change back. And the agent started to negotiate. Oh, no, well, we've changed our mind. We want to come in and we're going to do it for $10,000 less. I said, thank you very much. I picked up the phone. I spoke to my sellers. What do you want to do? And they said, we want to take the second offer. We did ratify the second offer. The second people got the house. And when the first people heard about it, they called me directly. The buyers called me, the listing agent, directly. What could they do to make sure they get the house? They would pay more for it. They didn't give the other agent permission to negotiate. They really want the house. And by then, it was too late. The second couple got the house. So again, real estate agents and buyers, when you want something, make sure that everything is legal and signed and you've got a contract that you can actually enforce. If anybody's got any kind of stories like that, anybody who wants to share that, what they've been through, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at 410-922-6680, and you can also reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. One of the, we've got a little bit of time before we go to break. It seems like every day, but it's probably every week, I will get a call or somebody will ask me, a friend will ask me, about what we call the rate debate, when to buy and when to wait. So I thought, let's see if we can figure this out. Should I wait? Do you tell them to wait? Do I tell them to jump in now before the rates go up? It sounds like it would be a really tough choice, but it's really not a tough choice. It really is all about what works for you. If you're willing to wait, if you can wait, it might pay off if the rates go down. Possibly a lower rate by waiting means smaller monthly payments. Maybe it can let you save up a bit more money for the down payment. Maybe you need to boost your credit score or just feel a bit more ready. If holding off helps you out, it's really something to think about. But while you're waiting for that ideal rate and that ideal home, that home may be gone and snatched up by somebody else. The game does not stop for anybody, and we're talking about the real estate game. Prices go up, dream houses can vanish. Those who try to time the market many times just lose out. Keep in mind, rates can shoot up as easily as they can go down. There is no guarantee. Lots of those buyers who waited ended up paying more, not less. And then again, on the flip side, buying now has its perks. We've talked about this. End of the year, you can lock down the home you want today. If the monthly payment works for you and the house checks all your boxes, it's a win. Plus, you can always refinance later. If rates get better, you are not stuck with today's rate for life, but you've locked in today's home sweet home. So should you wait? Should you dive in? The best way to describe is to think about your own situation instead of what the news is saying, instead of what you're hearing the people in the industry talking about. Rates can be all over the place for a while, and what's really important is finding that right place at the right time while you're enjoying that journey. Any questions about that, please feel free to give me a call after the show, 410-530-2400, and you're listening to Margaret Rome, all about real estate.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Listen every Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 a.m. from the internationally known St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. St. Jude is the patron saint of despair in hopeless cases. Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to All About Real Estate. If you want to call us, 410-922-6680. If you want to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. You can also text to that number or leave me a message. Let's talk about some properties that are available to buy. After all, it is all about real estate. So let's talk about some houses. I have a new listing that's coming on. Hopefully, I'll have it on before the end of this week. This could be your dream home. It's in the heart of the 7 Mile Corridor in Pikesville. If you're looking for a family-friendly place that has comfort and charm, this is a colonial, a four-bedroom colonial. It just might be perfect for you. Again, located in the 7 Mile area, this property offers pretty good-sized living area. It's a colonial. It has large outdoor-level space, great for entertaining for kids. Very convenient location, and you could make this your special home. It has over 2,500 square feet. There's plenty of room for your family. The main level has a living room, a dining room. It has a fireplace on the first floor. It's got a large eat-in kitchen. It has the laundry on the first floor. It has a half bath on the first floor. It has sliders that lead to the deck, big, beautiful deck that is perfect for the kids to play on. It's perfect for entertaining, and that looks out over the large level yard. Upstairs, you will find 4 bedrooms. 2 of the bedrooms are actually a double primary suite. In other words, 4 bedrooms up there, but 2 of the bedrooms are joined by a door. You could share that bedroom if one's not feeling well. If one person's snoring, the other one can go there, or you can just close the door off and you've got those 4 separate bedrooms. But I am finding that there are quite a few people who like to have separate bedrooms, whichever way you want to use it. Also great for kids sharing the house. The other thing that it's got, the bathroom upstairs have been remodeled and they're in pretty good condition. This house does need some work, which we will talk about later. But if you go outside, again, we talked about that big deck that overlooks the level yard, perfect for family gatherings, nature. It's a peaceful setting. It's quiet, even though you are very close to transportation. You are very close to the Pikesville Junior High School. There are plenty of comfortable places around there. Walk to the Green Springs Shopping Center, and it's part of a very vibrant community. There's privacy while still remaining, as I mentioned, close to the shopping and dining and the recreational activity and the schools. And families should love, would love, possibly having that school so nearby. Also, by having the school so nearby, on the weekends, you have, or maybe during the week if there's snowing, they can use that school lot for sledding right outside your door. If you're entertaining on the weekend and you need a lot of parking space, by having that parking lot for the school right there may give you plenty of company parking. So all of these are perks that people might not think about. It is a solid home. It is a place to thrive. It's got plenty of room, as I mentioned. If you would like to hear more about this home in the 7 Mile area, a two-story colonial with a nice piece of level land around it, easy parking, give me a call. I should have it on the market before the end of the week. You can reach me after the call at 410-530-2400. And I think we're close enough to that break right now that we're going to go ahead. Again, you're listening to Margaret Rome. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And welcome back to All About Real Estate. We've got a caller on the line. Good afternoon, Brian.
Hey, Margaret. It's your friend Brian Masterson down here in Annapolis. I call you on occasion. Great topic today.
Thank you. What can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to get in on what you were talking about as far as, market timing and the perfect house, the perfect rate, the this, the that. You know what I mean? There's so many variables that fall into play. And just want to, and I think you'll agree with what I'm about to espouse. Think about during COVID. How low did rates get? 2.75, 3.25, 3%. And what happened to the people that sat on the fence thinking they were always going to get lower? Just a little bit more, just a little bit more. Eventually, they just went up. And not too different from you with houses. You know, eventually things go up, they go away because of different reasons. You know, but those people that think they're going to be perfect market timers, they ultimately finally just lose out because they wait and they wait. And eventually there's no more chairs after the music stops, you know?
You are so right. I'm glad you're calling to confirm it, because you're right. When the rates went down, they went down 5, they went down 4, they went down 3, they went down 2. You heard people say, maybe they'll go lower. It's kind of being selfish, really. The time to buy, as I've said many times, is when you and your finances and your family are ready to buy. The same thing for selling. The time to sell is when you and your house is ready. Rates, as you say, and as I say, and as everybody say, go up and down. They could just as easily shoot up as they could come down, and then you've lost again. Do you know that I have some people, Brian, still from back in COVID waiting for those prices to come down? They've never jumped in. They've never made that decision. And one of the buyers I was talking about earlier with the analysis paralysis, when they just couldn't make a decision, that's going to happen everywhere. So if you really want to get into the real estate market, find out how much you can afford. Get yourself qualified. Brian, you're in mortgages, aren't you?
Right. We're here in Maryland, Bay Capital Mortgage. We're home based in Annapolis, but we do a lot of work in Baltimore. And I've been listening to your show for, 15 years or so. And just when you hit on a good subject matter, people have to realize they are in the market. Markets can change. COVID was a unicorn. We'll never see that again. People that think their 3% rates are ever going to come back, just Google the history of the 30-year interest rate. There was a special time there. And we got to deal with reality. Reality is when rates get maybe to 5.5, maybe that's when we're going to get a breakthrough here. But, once you've been around like you and me, Margaret, they got to listen,
They've got to listen, and they've got to find somebody that they trust. And as I say, you don't want to find a lender or a real estate agent because you found their name on the park bench, or even, as I say, not even on the radio. You need to find somebody who is a good referral source, somebody that you know well enough. For instance, if I needed, let's say if I got a call now and they were thinking about buying, you're going to leave me your phone number after the show, and I'm going to say, you want to give Brian a call? Let's see what you are qualified for. And you're going to take it from there, because I'm not going to ask them how much they make and how much they owe. That's your job. You tell me, if they can convince you to lend them the money, I can then sell them a house.
Step one, do you qualify? No two ways about it. Do you qualify? Step two is, if that's a yes, Margaret, you're in the game. There you go, right?
Exactly. And when I have that person call you, here's the words that I say to them. I know Brian, he is in Annapolis, but he can certainly do loans right here in Baltimore. Give Brian a call. Tell him that I told you to call. Tell him that I have not given him your salary. I have not told him how much you owe. This is something between you and Brian. If you two hit it off, then go forward. Go ahead and let Brian run your credit. Let Brian go ahead and make that application. Get serious. When I get a call back from Brian and said, okay, this guy is qualified for X amount, we can start looking for a house, because Brian is going to send me a letter that says this buyer can afford X amount. Go look for a house in this price range.
That's right.
And
that's right.
It's not very difficult, guys. That's all it is. I had a call this week, Brian, from someone who wanted to see one of my properties. And I told her how much it was. And I said, are you working with a real estate agent? No. Are you working with a lender? No. How much house can you afford? I don't know. I said, can't take you in to see this house. It's not fair to the seller. She said, well, how will I know if I want to buy it if I can't see it? And I said, how will you know you want to buy it if you can't afford it?
Yes.
So we went back and forth. And yes, I turned down a showing for a property. Yes, my sellers want as many qualified buyers as they can get, but it's irresponsible of me to bring somebody in that has no idea what they can afford, and it's just not fair to anybody.
Yeah, well, it affects your seller's day, too. If they can't afford it, now they're cleaning up their house, they're moving things, they're doing things to make it look pretty, and the person has, they can't afford it. Why even do the dance, you know?
Exactly. We are at the end of time. Brian, quickly give your phone number if somebody wants to reach you.
Sure thing. It's Brian Masterson with Bay Capital Mortgage. It's 410-336-0806. That's my direct mobile. That's text and voice. So.
Perfect.
And thank you. Nice show, Margaret.
Thank you. And if anybody wants to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. If you didn't get Brian's number, call me and I can give that to you. Have a great week. This is Margaret Rome, All About Real Estate, and we will see you next Sunday.
Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.